KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Donald Trump has revealed his plans to turn himself in to Georgia authorities Thursday. He and more than a dozen other people face felony charges for allegedly conspiring to overturn the presidential election loss in 2020. Parts of California and the Southwest still digging out of the mud from Tropical Storm Hillary. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Cathedral City.
It is still a mess across Southern California, especially here in the Palm Springs area. Cathedral City really getting hit hard with flood and mud. It looks like a mud snowstorm came through here. We've seen several cars try to get through. Some get stuck. Some need help from their friends. And it's just difficult to get around this area.
Maui residents grateful for President Biden's visit to the island. However, they say his words of support will ring hollow if they aren't followed with commitments of federal dollars. This is ABC News. The heat wave hitting the Chicago area, forcing changes for several school districts. One in South Holland, Illinois, going to e-learning for 3 days. And the start of school for students in the 13-school Downers Grove District pushed back from tomorrow till Friday. New help today from Washington for people struggling under student loans. Details from ABC's Andy Field.
The president calling it saving on a valuable education loan, or just SAVE. President Biden creating a new federal student loan that would put a cap on payments at 5% for undergrad loans starting next summer. The president's plan would let a single student loan borrower making less than $33,000 pay zero in monthly payments until they earn more.
Some radioactive water from the Japanese nuclear plant hit by a tsunami set to be released into the Pacific Ocean this week. The water has been treated and the first release will start on Thursday. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the talk of Green Bay news, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A trial date is set for a man accused of killing two Green Bay women last January. 49-year-old Richard Sotka will stand trial for the alleged killing of 58-year-old Rhonda Sigelski and 53-year-old Paula O'Connor. Both women were stabbed to death in an Eastside duplex. Sotka was linked to the crime through the use of an electronic monitor he was wearing that was issued for a restraining order for a previous incident. Police say he left the scene and cut off the monitoring device. Authorities tracked him down in Arkansas thanks to GPS on his car. Boys and Girls Clubs of the Fox Valley recently celebrated its 25th year. The clubs first opened in the Valley in 1998 and now have 15 locations in the area. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Fox Valley say they have empowered more than 100,000 kids while also offering after-school care, counseling, and academic assistance. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Milwaukee County ranks number 8 in overdoses. And I don't know, Calvin, how many? Can you check how many counties there are in the nation? I don't know how many there are, but I gotta believe, you know, 8th is in the highest percentile. You know, 81. Go, what do you come up with, Calvin?
Including DC, there are 3,144. 3,144.
Wow, 3,144 counties, and Milwaukee County ranks number 8 in these deaths of overdoses. You know, we can blame, you know, China. We can blame Mexico. We can blame, you know, well, they're slipping it in through the borders. But the appetite for drugs in our nation is unlike any other nation on earth. And, you know, those drugs can come into our nation. But if you don't have an appetite for them, they'll never have an impact. And so at the root of this continues to be the appetite for people and drugs in America. You may not want to hear that, but it's true. And so we've got to get the American people to protect themselves. I mean, we really have to get our people to understand that your life is at stake if you keep using these drugs. Listen, I didn't fall down out of heaven. You know, as a young person in my life, I indulged. But there was no threat that by using, I was going to die. I mean, the information is out here now. I don't think that they've done a poor job of getting the information out in this nation that by doing these illicit drugs, it could cost you your life. I do believe that if when I was a young person and using drugs, that if somebody would have said to me that, hey, man, if what you're doing could cost you your life, I wouldn't have done it. So there's no way they're going to stop it from coming in because there is a desire for it by the American people. There's an appetite for it. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Earl. I think all of this correlates with the guns, the drugs. I think there's a breakdown in families. There's
yes.
Not a strong family core. I think there's, like we were talking the other day about accountability. I truly believe that that is like right dead and center. Nobody's afraid to sell drugs, buy drugs, use drugs. I don't think we're ever going to scare younger people enough to not do drugs. It's like anything. It's like speeding in your car. You know, there's speed limits because it's unsafe to go fast. And it's that naive, nothing's going to happen to me. I do think the gun issue, we've got to not make it so easy to purchase and own a gun. Like Tom said, that you should have to get insurance, you should have to get a license, you should have to take a class. You know, there should be a 3-month waiting period. I know that's not going to stop guns from being out in society, but I think the guns that are killing the poor innocent children in the inner cities, I think it's just a breakdown of nothing going on for them. They feel like they have no hope. They have, you know, so they turn to selling drugs because it's easy and fast money. I think we have to, like you said, it's got to be a human element here. We have to figure out how to help people and you know, not kill each other and not use drugs and die from them. I don't know how you do it.
You know, Julie, everything you said is on point, and the cat's out of the bag, and the genie's out of the bottle. You know, whatever, you know, you phrase you want to use, but the truth of the matter is, we must make the effort, and as a person who makes that effort almost on a daily basis in my life, I know that there are some of us who are attempting to do that. And so young people, you know, there was an old axiom that says youth is wasted on the young. Because, you know, you've got all that life ahead of you. And you and I were once young. I always have to tell young people that I didn't come into the world at this age. You know, I was their age before. And so they are wayward. And you talked about a breakdown of the family. You know, the fentanyl crisis and the people who are dying, these are kids in universities. These are kids who come from good families. But the pressure in the society, the stress in the society is so high that people are looking to escape. And the way they can escape, some escape through alcohol, right? I mean, we encourage people to drink, right? Drink as much as you want to. Eat, drink, and be merry. And so once you start drinking, you know, it's easier to say, okay, I'll try something else, right? It's the way they say about marijuana. Well, if you smoke marijuana, it's going to lead you to something else. But you know, Milwaukee County is number 8 out of 3,100, I think, or so counties in the nation of people dying. And these are things, Julie, that I keep saying we have to prioritize. These things have to come first over politics and all these other things. People's lives have to come first, right? I mean, these are the things that we should bring it up to the forefront of discussions, not push them on the back burner.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, I also think it's really hard to be a young man.
Yeah, it is.
Society and
young girl too.
Yeah, I think though harder that I don't know. I also think there's got to be, you know, does us being ranked at 8? Like, to me, I go right to, well why is that? Because it's easy to get drugs, and it's easy to deal drugs, and nobody's getting arrested, or nobody's being
people are being arrested. All of our prisons are filled to the brim. And we'll talk a little bit about that after this. But, yeah, people are being arrested. You know, no question at all. We just have to address the appetite of it. Julie, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Holly, holly, well, I'm not much
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have 2 kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs around 77. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. 92, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Oh, the 70s. I'm going to stay in the 70s a little longer right here. You're a silhouette of splendor. I'd love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, it ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy and oh so pleasing to concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for
all right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I really don't understand why these issues that I'm talking about today, it won't be fixed. They can be fixed if we focus on them, if we make them a priority. You and I, as you know, Tom talks about, we the people out of government. These are issues that impact and affect us. And yet politically, they don't climb the ladder high enough to make them issues that need to be addressed. Because we're dealing with a lot of global issues, and you know, and so politics create the environment where these things that impact our lives on a daily basis aren't ever even addressed. I mean, not addressed at all, because we're talking about all these other things, you know, and you know, cultural kinds of things that aren't worth a hill of beans when we compare them or stack them up against all of these other issues. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, critical race theory pales in comparison to the people that are dying from fentanyl overdose. But we can talk about that And that becomes a major issue politically because, you know, it somehow romanticizes something with people who don't see or their lives are so, you know, sheltered that they don't understand all these people dying. Hey, America. You know, as long as these people keep dying and they're on their, America's going to be on her deathbed. Make no mistake at all, there's going to be a correlation between all of these deaths and this nation. You constantly hear people talking about the fact that there aren't enough Americans to work jobs. That's only going to get worse as time goes on. But let me get to this. Because this is something else again. Inside a nightmare lockdown at a Wisconsin prison. Now, this is an article in the New York Times. Believe it or not, Wisconsin once again, major story. Inside a nightmare lockdown at Wisconsin prisons. You know, Julie was saying, and people say, well, they need to lock people up, lock more people up. We've got more people locked up than all the rest of the world combined in our nation. And so you got to ask the questions. Why we have so many people locked up? You know, people are committing crimes at huge numbers. Some need to be locked up. But there are other people who've committed crimes that we need to kind of look at it. Let me say this. If there's a person who's been locked up, and I was going to talk about this story several weeks ago. I didn't get a chance to get to it. And they went into prison, excuse me, because there's a documentary that's out, and I tried to reach out to the people who created it. And you're 18 years old. And you killed someone when you were 18, you're now 60. The person at 18 years old and the 60-year-old person, that's not the same person anymore. But we have our jails filled with people like that. No longer a threat at 60 years old or the threat that they were at 18. Why do we still have those people locked up? There's no room in the prisons. There are younger people who are coming into the prisons every day, 18, 19, 20 years old, just like that 60-year-old who we still have locked up and we know is not a threat anymore to the society. We can't afford to keep them locked up anymore. So what are we going to do? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your thoughts. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
And I say, that's my sweet baby. That's my sweet baby, 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 baby. Oh, and it would always make me sit right down in hell and concentrate on you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Donald Trump has revealed his plans to turn himself in to Georgia authorities Thursday. He and more than a dozen other people face felony charges for allegedly conspiring to overturn the presidential election loss in 2020. Parts of California and the Southwest still digging out of the mud from Tropical Storm Hillary. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Cathedral City.
It is still a mess across Southern California, especially here in the Palm Springs area. Cathedral City really getting hit hard with flood and mud. It looks like a mud snowstorm came through here. We've seen several cars try to get through. Some get stuck. Some need help from their friends. And it's just difficult to get around this area.
Maui residents grateful for President Biden's visit to the island. However, they say his words of support will ring hollow if they aren't followed with commitments of federal dollars. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Childcare for people.